This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The number of Americans working from home is down from 2021. That's according to data from the Census Bureau. Still and all, though, 26% of households have somebody working from home at least one day a week. Bloomberg drilled down into that data this week, though, and discovered some interesting state-by-state differences, and not even states that are all that far apart either. Colorado and Wyoming have the highest and the lowest shares of remote workers in the country. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall has today's tale of two labor economies.
In Wyoming, just 13% of households have a remote worker. Nick Kelsch, an economist with Laramie County Community College, has been back in the classroom for a couple of years.
Oh, I'm sitting in my office right now.
He says the state's outsized labor force and energy is one reason so few workers can work from home.
Wyoming produces 40% of U.S. coal. I think people kind of think West Virginia and they should be thinking Wyoming.
Which, as Joe Craig with University of Colorado, Colorado Springs points out,
these are things you can't do remote until the computers take over and have cyborgs rise to the machines.
And Wyoming's economy is among the least diversified in the country, says Wanling Liu, a state economist, with few jobs in professional and educational services.
Wyoming is completely, the proportion is at the bottom.
In Colorado, where 38% of households have a remote worker, the state has lots of highly educated professional and technical workers. Some even brought their jobs to Colorado when they moved from coastal cities during the pandemic, says Eric Olson with talent firm Robert Half.
And so many of those companies were very flexible, allowing someone to move to Colorado, stay with the firm, keep their job.
Economist Tatiana Bailey with Data-Driven Economic Strategies says there's also some self-selection going on. Colorado's year-round sun and mountains attract workers who prioritize flexibility.
They like to be able to maybe work really hard so that they don't have to work on Fridays and they can go ski.
Remote work is also well supported by local infrastructure, says Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce President J.J. Ament.
We have the second largest domestic route network of any airport in America,
making it convenient to meet a client or attend a corporate meeting in person when Zoom just doesn't cut it. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.